Sandy Gilbert is executive director of Refuge Farms in Spring Valley. She's rescued 150 horses already this year. She's able to keep a few, but looks for foster homes for the rest or recommends euthanasia.
It's a quiet day at Refuge Farms if the phone doesn't ring with at least one unwanted horse every single day.
Gilbert says there are new reasons for this surge. Owners are losing jobs, or a bank finds horses are left behind after a home foreclosure.
We now have auctions for horses where we can't get a bid. And we have teams of horses that can work in a harness being sold for $35.
As much as she loves animals, Gilbert opposed the national anti-slaughter law that's been in effect a year. It bans the slaughter of horses. Before, a nearby processing plant offered an option for horses that couldn't be taken care of. The practice once meant the meat, hide, tail, and bones could be put to use.
And now that animal face is being dropped off, being turned loose in the swamplands up by Ashland, and left to fend for itself, or being left in a pasture to die of starvation or to freeze to death.
A study done at UW River Falls estimated there are 620,000 horses in the state. And horseback riding is one of the top four outdoor recreational activities. The study also found the cost to own a horse vary, but can go as high as $20,000 a year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.